When you're about to start radiation therapy, it can feel like your care team is speaking a whole new language. You nod, you listen, you take it in, but later you're left wondering, what should I really be asking? The truth is, you don't need to know everything, but asking the right questions before you start can make a huge difference in your experience. In today's episode, I'll share 5 must-ask questions that every patient and every caregiver should bring to the table before radiation therapy begins. Welcome back to The Healing Beam, a podcast from Under the Beam. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist who works behind the scenes in radiation oncology, making sure every treatment is safe, accurate, and effective. My goal here is simple: to help you feel confident, informed, and supported as you or a loved one begins this journey. Before we dive in, let me say this. Your doctors and care team expect you to ask questions. You're not being difficult. You're not slowing things down. You're taking charge of your health. And here's the best part. When you ask good questions, your team actually has the chance to tailor their explanations to you instead of giving a one-size-fits-all answer. So let's go through the 5 questions I recommend. You can even write them down, take them to your appointment, and jot down the answers in your own words. Question number 1. What's the goal of my radiation therapy? Not all radiation treatments have the same purpose. For some, the goal is curative, or to eliminate the cancer. For others, it's preventative, making sure the cancer doesn't come back. And sometimes, it's palliative. That means helping manage symptoms and improve quality of life. When you know why you're receiving radiation, everything else starts to make sense. Knowing the goal frames your entire outlook. If the goal is curative, you'll likely receive a higher total dose over many weeks, and the focus is on maximizing the chances of elimination. If the goal is palliative, your treatment might be much shorter, maybe just a week or two, with the focus on rapid symptom relief, like shrinking a tumor that's causing pain or breathing difficulties. Don't be afraid to ask for clarity. Your treatment approach, your side effect profile, and recovery expectations are entirely different based on this one critical answer. Question 2. What side effects should I expect and how can I manage them? This one is so important. Side effects vary depending on where in the body you're being treated. Some people notice skin changes. Others may feel fatigue, and sometimes there are site-specific effects. The key here is to ask your team because they'll know what's most likely for you. And don't stop at just what to expect. Ask, how do I manage these? Your team has tips, resources, and sometimes even medications to help. Don't accept vague answers here. Ask for a list of the top 3 most common side effects for your specific treatment location. For example, a patient receiving treatment to the pelvis should be asking about bowel changes, while a patient receiving head and neck treatment should ask about changes to saliva and taste. Once you know what to expect, you can proactively start the management plan. Ask your team about specific creams, over-the-counter medications, or specific times you should call the clinic. This shifts your role from reacting to symptoms to actively managing them. Question number 3. How long will my treatment course last? Radiation therapy is usually given in daily sessions, Monday through Friday, but the number of weeks can vary widely. Some regimens are just a few days, others might be several weeks. Knowing this up front helps you plan your schedule, your work, your family life. And here's a little insider tip. Consistency matters. Missing treatments can reduce effectiveness, so make this a top priority in your calendar. Understanding the length of your treatment prevents schedule-related stress. Ask about the total number of fractions, the technical term for daily treatments, that you will receive. For instance, some prostate cancer treatments can be 44 fractions, while a modern breast cancer treatment might be 15 or even just 5 fractions. Knowing the number gives you a clear end date. It also allows you to plan your social support. You might need help with childcare or transportation, and you might be wondering when you can return to full and normal activities. Ask your team, if my course is 25 fractions, what does the calendar look like? Then you'll have more clarity. Question 4, what should I do or avoid during treatment? This one is a practical one. Ask about skincare if you're being treated near the surface. Ask about exercise. For many patients, staying active actually helps. Ask about diet and hydration. There may even be specific things to avoid, like certain supplements. This is where you get to build your personal do's and don'ts list with your care team. This question is all about the practical rules of the road. Specifically, you can ask more about sun exposure, as radiated skin is highly sensitive. You can ask about the use of heating pads or ice packs, which should usually be avoided on the treatment site, and whether you need to hold off on any daily medications or supplements, especially high-dose vitamins or antioxidants, as these might interfere with how the radiation works. For patients getting treated in the chest or abdomen, you might even need to ask about breathing instructions during the session. Getting these specific daily instructions removes all doubt about what is safe and what isn't. That will put you in the best position for success. Question 5. Who do I contact if I have concerns between appointments? This is a question that often gets overlooked, but it is critical. Things don't always happen neatly between Monday and Friday at 9 a.m. You might notice something on a weekend or feel unsure at night. Ask your team who the best point of contact is. Usually this is a nurse or a therapist, and how to reach them. Remember, you are never bothering your team. They'd rather hear from you than have you sit at home worrying. This is arguably the most crucial logistical question. Ask for the specific direct phone number for your radiation oncology nurse, not just the general clinic switchboard. If you notice a rash on Sunday afternoon, you need a clear, established pathway for advice. You should also ask what the protocol is for after-hours emergencies. Your care team wants you to succeed and wants to intervene quickly if a side effect does become problematic. Asking this question gives you the peace of mind of knowing that you have a lifeline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Before we move to the close, let's do a rapid-fire recap of the 5 critical questions you need to be asking at your radiation oncology appointment. Question 1, what is the goal of my radiation? The key takeaway is, you need to know if your treatment is curative, preventative, or palliative. This completely changes your expectations for the dose and the duration of treatment. Question 2, what side effects should I expect and how do I manage them? The goal here is to get specific. Ask for the top 3 likely side effects for your treatment site and get the exact management strategy for each one. Don't wait to react. Plan to manage proactively. Question 3. How long will my treatment course last? Knowing the total number of fractions that you will receive will help you manage stress, and this ensures that you prioritize consistency for the best possible outcome. Question 4. What should I do or avoid during treatment? This is going to be your personal rule book. Specifically, ask about things like sun exposure, the use of vitamins or supplements, and whether you need to follow any special breathing instructions during your daily sessions. Question 5. Who do I contact if I have concerns between appointments? Make sure you have the direct contact number for your radiation nurse. Knowing your lifeline ensures you never have to sit at home worrying, regardless of the time or the day. Now, you don't need to memorize everything your doctor says. Bring a notebook. Write down their answers. Even better, bring a friend or family member to your appointments. Sometimes, a second set of ears can pick up on details you might miss. Asking these 5 questions gives you a foundation. You'll know the purpose, the plan, the expectations, and who to turn to if things get tough. It's not about knowing every medical detail. It's about giving yourself peace of mind. Thank you for joining me today on The Healing Beam. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend or a loved one who might be preparing for treatment. For more resources, visit underthebeam.com. And if you'd like personal guidance to prepare for your treatments and feel confident at every step along the way, check out Phys Assist, my one-on-one coaching service. Radiation therapy can feel overwhelming at first, but the right questions help put you back in control. So write these down, keep them in your pocket, and bring them to your next appointment. Your care team wants you to feel informed and supported, and these questions open the door to just that. Remember, we're all here for you under the beam.